From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jeremy Schmetterer. The University of Missouri System Board of Curators has formulated a tentative plan and timeline for the hiring of a new UM System president following the resignation of Tim Wolfe. At a meeting Wednesday, curators decided that an approximately 15-person search committee of faculty and student representatives from the four MU campuses will spearhead the decision-making process. A search firm will also be hired. Chair of the Board of Curators Pamela Hendrickson says the search committee will conduct a closed search until the final candidates are determined, and then open forum will be held on all four campuses.
If you have an open search, then everyone who submits a resume, their names and their qualifications are known to the public. From the public's viewpoint, that has some appeal. They'd like to participate in the process, but from the candidate's viewpoint, not so much, because people are employed. They don't want their employer to know that they're searching for another job, issues like that.
Curator John Phillips says the board will present a more precise plan during its next scheduled meeting on February 4th. Missouri cities would face limits on how much revenue from ordinance violations they could keep under a new Senate proposal. Republican Senator Eric Schmidt says his bill aims to cut down on what he described as abusive practices by some municipalities to bring in money. The goal is to take away incentives for local governments to overly rely on fines and fees. Some Missouri lawmakers want to repeal a law prohibiting the state from complying with a federal proof of identity law. Senator Ryan Silvey introduced a bill Wednesday to bring Missouri licenses in line with the Department of Homeland Security's Real ID standards. People who object to the new licenses can get a different ID. A similar bill was filed in the House. Missouri and four other states don't comply with the Real ID Act. That means its licenses can't be used as identification at certain federal facilities, and in 2 years they won't be accepted for airline travel. The Department of Revenue says it would need to begin work this year to meet Real ID requirements by 2018. Missouri lawmakers would need to wait a year to lobby under a bill that has initial House approval. House members gave first approval to the measure Wednesday. Members also voted to beef up the proposal from a full session ban after officials leave office to a one-year ban that starts after a term ends. Legislators now can immediately register as lobbyists after leaving office. Columbia Republican Representative Caleb Roden's bill would apply to elected officials, lawmakers, and gubernatorial appointees who need Senate confirmation. Jeremy Schmetterer, KBIA News, Columbia.